I think the events that took place just about 2 years ago over Phoenix are the lead candidate for being the most dramatic UFO sighting in the history of modern ufology.
And where did this begin? On, if you can take us on a quick scenario, where did this object first get sighted?
Yeah, first of all, let me preface by saying we're still not sure. I'm not sure. I don't think the other investigators are, and there are many now, are sure whether we're dealing with one object or several objects. My impression is, because of the number of different shapes of objects described to us, that we're probably dealing with at least two, maybe three, maybe four objects that night. But the first report we took was from Henderson, Nevada at 6:55 p.m. That's 7:55 p.m. Arizona time, of course, on that Thursday night, the 13th of March. Within about 22 minutes, we were taking reports from Polden, Arizona, and within a minute of our receipt of that report from Polden, we were receiving multiple reports from Prescott Valley area, and within a matter of minutes, the object or objects had gone from Prescott down to Phoenix, where the object was seen by at least five people to hover for an estimated 4 to 5 minutes. From there, it streaked to the south, and at this point, the actual ground track of the object becomes a little bit muddled. But we know that at least one object went down Interstate 10, headed southeast towards Tucson, and within a couple minutes, it was being reported from Tucson as well.